The World War II Memorial was dedicated yesterday on the National Mall to honor the 16 million Americans who served. President Bush attended the ceremony, as did former President Clinton and the first President Bush. The granite and bronze memorial served as a backdrop for the dedication, but the living memorial took place all along the National Mall. NPR's Libby Lewis was there and has this story.
One of the powers of a memorial is that it makes time stop in a way. It makes time both the present and a gateway to the past. That's what happened Saturday as tens of thousands of men and women who served America in World War II gathered to dedicate the memorial built in their honor. Some of them were wobbly and frail, some of the men steadied by their wives or friends. There were veterans in full-dress whites and veterans in full-dress blues. There were paratroopers and soldiers who had been prisoners of war. There were a few souls who served in World War II, in Korea, and in Vietnam. 86-year-old John Barker of Moorhead, Kentucky was there to tell about a Sunday morning in December 1941. He was in the mess hall eating fried eggs on a china plate at Pearl Harbor.
And I just sat down at my table, and the Japanese bullets come right through my plate. And
through your plate?
Yeah, through my plate, and just threw eggs all over the place, you know.
In some spots on the mall, school children corralled men as old as John Barker and pressed them for stories. And, of course, many people were taking photos.
Okay, now one more, the three of you.
I'll get on the other side.
Yeah, get on the other side, yeah.
Former Senator Bob Dole, who spoke at the ceremony, called the gathering a final reunion. Dole was an Army lieutenant in the war. He lost the use of his right arm when he was hit by a shell in Italy. Dole pushed the campaign to build a World War II memorial.
What we dedicate today is not a memorial to war. Rather, is a tribute to the physical and moral courage that makes heroes out of farm and city boys, that inspires Americans in every generation to lay down their lives for people they will never meet, for ideals that make life itself worth living.
Former President George H.W. Bush, a Navy pilot who was shot down over the South Pacific in 1944, singled out the veterans who served in the D-Day invasion. He spoke earlier in the day at a service at the National Cathedral.
These were average men and women who lived in extraordinary times. No matter their rule, on the home front, or on the front lines, they were united. No matter the danger or hardship, they responded with exceptional bravery.
Jack Wolfe was one of those men. He earned a Silver Star for wiping out a machine gun nest. He uses a wheelchair now. He was dressed in a sun yellow American Legion shirt, and he was flanked by his wife Jeanette and friends from back home in Brownsburg, Indiana. He was one of the Army infantrymen who spilled out onto the sands of Normandy. When he talked about it, his face, now 76 years old, almost folded up into itself.
During the war, I was on the beach, 16 years old. I left a lot of bread.
He left his friend J.D. Smith, or Smitty, at Normandy. He left Jack Carnes there, too. His parents made him come home, but he wound up reenlisting. Earl Flanagan was in a field artillery unit of the Army's 71st Infantry Division. He's a retired architect who lives in Alexandria, Virginia. Flanagan, who is 79, said the images of the war have stayed sharp over the years. In particular, the image of a rail car in Germany abandoned by the Nazis. It was filled with German prisoners who were headed for the death camps. Flanagan said most of them were already dead, but some were still alive.
I think the thing I remember about that more than anything else was that none of us could talk to each other. None of us Americans could talk to each other. We were just so dumbfounded at the inhumanity of the scene. We just couldn't believe, you know, that people could treat other human beings like that.
Earl Flanagan brought his three grown children with him. He said he wanted them to be here so that he could pass it all on. There were many children of veterans on the mall yesterday. Michael Tagnelli saw veterans like Earl Flanagan with their families and said he was envious. Michael is the son of Reno Tagnelli, who served in the Army's 3rd Infantry Division during the war. Michael Tagnelli wore a T-shirt with photos of his dad in uniform. In one of the photos, he's posing atop the fuselage of a Nazi plane that had been shot down. Reno Tagnelli died in 1987. His son echoed the sentiments of many veterans who were here.
I just wish they had done this 25 years ago. Not that this isn't wonderful they've been on today, but it's, you know, it's too late for so many.
Too late for Reno Tagnelli, who his son said would have loved to have been there. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.